And when we then have these synchronistic events in which we access our intuition, and what I'm suggesting is that when you reach these higher frequencies, intuition, insight, creativity, all of these things become negotiable. You can access them. You have the knowing. Because when you form a picture in your head of what you would like to attract into your life, you can begin to attract abundance and virtually anything else that you put your attention on. It's a law of the universe. Get that picture. See yourself as if you already are what you'd like to become. And every great artist, every great thinker is able to do just that. They have been able to see themselves as completing something. Do you know how difficult it is for so many people who get into a doctoral program? I think the statistics are that out of every 10 people admitted into a PhD program, one completes it. 9 out of 10 never complete it because they can't picture themselves writing a dissertation. They can get through the coursework and they can do all of that, but when it comes down to sitting down and doing the research and writing and going through all of what they call, you know, till you get to the very end, I'll never forget the day, they call it your orals. You know, that when you finally defend your dissertation orally and you're finally a doctor, and I always think that's after 3 years of anals, all right? Because they seem to be sticking it to you for 3 years. But the reason that I knew when I entered a doctoral program and was told that 9 out of 10 don't complete it, I already saw myself as having my doctorate. And I just knew that that was something that I had to do. And I suggest that there are people right in here, there are physicians in here, who probably entered medical school. There's a lady right here in the front who entered medical school. How many women who enter medical school complete the entire process and become medical doctors and have a practice? It's getting higher, but the statistics are against you as you enter something like that. But if you see yourself as having a practice, you see yourself as a healer, you see yourself as someone who is capable of becoming a doctor, or anything else in your life, if you see it and get that picture, and I can't tell you, I try to teach this to my children, my daughter who wants to sing, I just said, sing. See yourself as a singer. Get that picture, and no matter what comes your way, don't ever let anybody ever tell you that it won't happen. You can let them tell you, and all you have to do is use that as a way to step into the gap and then out of the gap, over here into the world of spirit, and bring that energy of knowing, that energy of insight, that energy of intuition. Are you listening, Jennifer? Because if you have that picture, there's nothing that can stop you. And you don't evaluate whether or not you are successful on the basis of whether people buy your CDs. That's the biggest mistake you could make. Or whether people read your books. Or whether people want to come and hear your lectures or buy your tapes. You don't do it that way. You evaluate whether or not you are a success by being one of those people who's on the road that's hardly ever crowded and enjoying everything that they do because they're seeing themselves as someone who couldn't be any place else. And you no longer find enlightenment through suffering. You no longer find enlightenment through having an awareness in the moment of what it is that you need to do to learn the lesson that's happening for you right now. You are now a person who's out in front of yourself and you see it coming. And that makes you a master who lives coincidences, not in the sense of them being accidents, but having a perfect fit. John, how's your breath?
Okay.
Do you ever do any speaking, John?
At times.
You do very well. You've got a very nice command and